Good morning. This is the 7:30 edition of The Latest. In the headlines, the Barbados Labour Party scores another overwhelming general election victory. The Democratic Labour Party president concerned about the low voter turnout, but promises the DLP will regroup and rebuild. And Barbados's COVID-19 positivity rate surges past 26%. I'm Carol Toppin. Your details just ahead. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley has led the Barbados Labour Party to a second successive 30-0 thrashing of the Democratic Labour Party at the polls. As occurred in the 2018 general elections, the Dems failed to gain a single seat in Parliament, even failing to regain the traditional DLP stronghold of St. John that had been predicted to be one of a handful of seats the opposition party had a chance of winning. But the glimmer of hope held out by early returns from St. John, St. Philip North, and St. James South was quickly dashed. Delivering her victory speech at party headquarters, Roebuck Street, Prime Minister Motley declared that the world's newest republic had reinforced its commitment to democracy by having a peaceful election. She noted the need to have a new mandate for the tasks ahead after a difficult 2 years.
It became clear to us that the ability to prepare this nation for the serious challenges that we will face in the next 10 to 15 years required that we give the people of this nation the option of choosing who it wanted to lead it into that process. We stand today on the morning of the 20th of January, confident that the people of this nation have spoken with one voice, decisively, unanimously, and clearly.
Visibly shaken by the overwhelming defeat, Democratic Labour Party President Verla de Pisa conceded. She was concerned about the low voter turnout that was said to be one of the lowest ever.
Well, first of all, the Democratic Labour Party will concede, as we must. Our only concern is that the voter turnout continues to be depressed, and I do believe that we have to take a serious look at that going forward as to how we reclaim the confidence of our people in the process of democracy. Outside of that, as far as our team is concerned, we will regroup. We will decide, not tonight, but sometime in the future, what it is that we are doing, and we will communicate with you in relation to that. But congratulations to the Barbados Labour Party for their victory.
DLP leader Verla de Pisa. Pollster and political scientist Peter Wickham's pre-election poll accurately predicted the outcome of the elections, as well as the low voter turnout. He believes the DLP committed a major blunder in bringing back so many faces from their previous administration.
When you introduce Brenda Stewart, Michael Lashley, Eswick into the conversation, it's not that they personally come and bring anything negative, you know. It's just that they introduce a conversation that we start to have all over again. We were having conversations in this election about nonsense we dealt with last time that came back up again simply because you're dealing with the same faces. A guy like Lowe, I mean, come off it. He comes back onto this thing, and then we start having conversations about things he said last year.
Mr. Wickham says the voter turnout may have been a record low, and he suspects that many disillusioned DLP supporters stayed at home.
What we saw in St. John was a significant depreciation in the quantity of DLP supporters that actually went out. So they expressed their dissatisfaction with the DLP by not voting, by not going out to vote. And I can think of several other people who I know personally that are Dems deep down inside. And their position now is if they don't have something to go to vote for, they stay home. Yes, there are people who are disillusioned with the system or whatnot, and they don't have alternative choices and that kind of thing. But I think that a lot of these people who did not participate was because they figured the Barbados Labour Party was winning, so it didn't make any sense going out for them to vote against it.
Another panelist, attorney at law Shade Jemmett, also thinks the DLP made a big error in bringing back so many former MPs who were previously defeated.
Bringing back these MPs that were formed part of the previous administration. Voters, and definitely younger voters, that do not feel the same sense of party allegiance that their parents and grandparents felt, where, you know, they're not voting for the party of Barrow or the party of Granny Adams. They're voting for the party that they believe will best represent their interests.
Attorney at law Shade Jement. University of the West Indies political scientist Dr. Christina Hines is worried about how the government will wield its overwhelming mandate.
I think when we have one party that holds on to power like this, they need to be very careful with their actions. I've heard Peter talking about things such as vaccine mandates, and I would not be over enthusiastic with using this power in this way. 30 seats means, if indeed we do end up with 30 seats and it's looking like it's going that way, 30 seats means that you won the seats, but it does not mean that everyone in Barbados has voted for this party.
She noted the low voter turnout and saw some significance in that.
Because if it is that less than 50% of registered electors showed up to vote, it means that you have a majority of the minority. So there are many people out there whose voices are not represented in this vote, and the government has to be very careful with how they tread. So power has to be managed very carefully.
UWI political scientist Dr. Christina Hines. Meantime, BLP representative on the Starcom election panel, Lisa Cummins, rebutted the concerns about the BLP's mandate.
There is a very clear sense that Barbadians have not necessarily turned up for this election. And I don't think that the Barbados Labour Party has in any way given the impression that we take the mandate of having 30 seats lightly. I think it is the clearest indication of us calling an early election because we were sensitive to the fact that there were so many critical things that needed to be decided on and giving the people an opportunity to speak.
Democratic Labour Party representative on the panel, Robert Bobby Morris, a former trade unionist and parliamentarian, attributed the overwhelming victory to the impact of Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley's national popularity.
What we see developing in Barbados, as we saw developing in Grenada and those others, is the question of the maximum leader. And what has happened here is that Mia Motley has impressed upon the Barbadian population that she is the maximum leader of choice. In order to do that, what she did, of course, was to create a coalition between herself and all the other major groups in Barbados, civil society, the trade unions, everybody else.
The DLP's Robert Bobby Morris. Barbados's COVID-19 positivity rate has risen to in excess of 26% with more than 670 new cases as the third wave of COVID-19 continues to gather momentum. The Bastos Santos Public Health Laboratory identified 677 new cases, 300 males and 377 females, from the 2,565 tests carried out on Tuesday. 121 of the new cases were people under the age of 18. And the rising COVID-19 numbers are a concern for government's COVID-19 public advisor, David Ellis. He thinks addressing this issue will need to be one of the priorities of the returning administration.
Immediate concerns are trying to address the surge of COVID-19 cases in an environment where, notwithstanding all the talk about how mild the Omicron variant is, there has been concern here that a number of people are presenting with dehydration because of the vomiting and at times the diarrhea. What this is also creating is problems with the kidneys. Therefore, immediate steps really need to be taken to see to what extent we can arrest this surge, because what has been projected by the people at the University of the West Indies, for instance, is a matter that should concern us all.
That's government's COVID-19 public advisor, David Ellis. Recapping the headlines, the Barbados Labour Party scores another overwhelming general election victory. The Democratic Labour Party president concerned about the low voter turnout but promises the DLP will regroup and rebuild. And Barbados's COVID-19 positivity rate surges past 26%. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.
Thank you, Carol. And you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp, add me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news. The latest at 7:30 was brought to you by Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.